There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running Reality TV Podcast on the Internet. When you're hearing my voice, it means Trevor's not here. Right?
Yeah, and it means your favorite substitute, the guy that kills every RFF that he touches. Is now right. On the show, subbing in.
It's not Danny, people.
No, it's not. It's your least favorite substitute co-host.
Well, Trevor has just, he can't get away now till Sunday again to do a show. And I wanted to get something done this week.
Well, Survivor was a week ago.
We have to talk about it.
We certainly do.
There's a couple things to talk about, actually. How it played out, and then Survivor Second Chance.
Yes, we do. And I have thoughts on everything.
I do, too. And here's the other interesting thing I didn't know that I wanted to bring up at the top of the show. Mm-hmm. They already have another Survivor in the can.
They do.
That they're holding on to.
Well, this is the first time they filmed seasons out of order.
Yeah.
Because they did the vote and the way that the vote, you know.
Right.
Shooting.
So they're shooting Second Chance right now.
Right.
And it will air in the fall.
Right.
They have one that they just wrapped up filming before the finale of this season, that will air in next winter, spring. Yeah.
Yep.
Can you imagine being the person, the final three, final two, whatever, and you literally have to wait a year?
Yeah, you got to wait over a year to see if you won or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They've done that a few times, because I think, like, the last Heroes versus Villains was the same way.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know if it was out of order, but they filmed it very early. It was the one where they did the Jeff Probst show, when Jeff Probst had the Jeff Probst show.
Oh.
And they had to make time for him filming his talk show.
That
so what they did,
stinker of a show.
Yeah, that piece of shit. Dr. Phil ripoff.
Yeah.
So they had to film it in like March of the year before, and then it aired like the next February. So it was over a year.
So, I mean, what happens if something tragic happens to somebody?
I've always thought that.
That's scary, right?
What if someone dies?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Heaven forbid, I don't want that to happen.
Well, with some of this cast, season 30, I bet.
But no, honestly, what if something like serious happens? That would be terrible.
Yeah. No, that's very true. Especially like if it's the winner.
Right.
All of a sudden you got to write a check to a dead guy.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you do?
You hype it up in commercials to boost the ratings, because that's what people do. It's like they did with Paul Walker
True.
For the last Fast and Furious movie.
True. You write a song. You have Jay-Z write a song or whoever.
Wiz Khalifa. Did you just mistake Jay-Z for Wiz Khalifa?
I sure did.
Oh, my God. There's... I don't think that's ever happened before.
Anything happens on RFF radio.
Of course. Remember when Joan Rivers died? Well, of course, just happened. Yeah. And Donald Trump milked that for all it was worth.
God.
The great Joan Rivers. Her corpse will be dug back up to advise on Celebrity Apprentice. She's my favorite winner. After the fact, she became his favorite winner.
Yeah.
Never. She was never his favorite winner, but all of a sudden, that's his favorite.
Now suddenly, she was.
Exactly.
So. Oh, Donald Trump.
Yeah. Is he running for president?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
He keeps teasing it, man.
I know. He's such a cock.
He's like, oh, God. Hey, maybe I'll run.
The polling is
going very well. Very, very well.
We need Danny here to do the impressions.
Yes. I have so much to talk to Danny about.
So we're talking about Two Cents Radio, everybody, who doesn't listen to the other half of the show.
Yeah.
The one where we have the most fun.
The good show.
The good show. Yeah. TwoCentsRadio.com. It's me and Nico and one other guy who's awesome that everybody loves.
And, yep, it was beloved.
Beloved.
Compared to us.
Yes. And we have a lot of fun over there.
We do. Rob and Danny just did a show without me.
Yep.
And I listened to it, and it was incredible.
Wasn't that fucking show amazing?
I'm just going to give a tease. I'm not going to say what the topic was.
Oh, my God.
Go listen to the latest Two Cents. If you listen to any Two Cents Radio, listen to the latest one.
Episode 152.
Oh, my God.
For March.
There is a story told.
Wow. There is.
And I cannot wait to dig into it.
I know.
Yes, I am just like a journalist just trying to come up with questions and a different insight and to dig into this issue even more in the next one.
The investigative journalism is going to be grand.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
TwoCentsRadio.com, TwoCentsRadio.com.
There you go.
It's fun. We have a lot of fun over there.
Yes.
We're going to get Trevor's, is it his sister's brother, brother-in-law, right?
Yeah, he listened to us, right?
Yeah, I want to get him on yet.
Yeah.
He's like he's a comedian in New York.
And he's a fan.
And he's a fan of us.
Actual, like, comedians that do comedy.
Yeah.
Think that our comedy show is pretty
good.
I'm
friends with him on Facebook, and I've watched some of his comedy. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get him on then.
We do. I need to set that up.
How funny would that be? Trevor's brother-in-law's on the show before Trevor is.
I swear to God, I met this guy when I was out there for Trevor's wedding.
You probably did, right?
I know I had to. I had to have.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't remember if we hung out or anything. Because I hung out with somebody, but I don't remember who it was. And I think
that's
it was this guy. I know. God, that was 8 years ago.
Apparently, a very memorable trip.
It was.
I just love, I listened to that old podcast when you went there, and I just love how every time someone asks you, oh, what do you do with Trevor? Oh, we work on a web project together.
Yeah.
We're business partners.
Just this guy from Nebraska who shows up. Golden State's about to win.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. Yeah. GSW. Warriors, come out and play it.
I have the game on here in the background.
First time since 1976, everybody.
Wow. I don't know how I get sucked into basketball every year.
You know what? I'd never watch the regular season, but for some reason...
I know, I never watch regular season games.
The playoffs come on and it's the best.
It is.
And all of a sudden I feel like I've been watching it all season.
I know.
In common as though. But we're talking before the show, Rob goes, yeah, Steph Curry, overrated.
He is overrated.
MVP, overrated. Has not watched a single regular season Warriors game. This year.
He's just a smidge overrated.
Of course he is.
That's the best.
I met him, you know.
Did you?
I did. Great kid.
Really?
I met him before everybody knew how great he was.
Did he make your little Giannie tickle?
He definitely did.
Because that's why everybody loves him. He makes the Giannies tickle.
My brother had a full-on orgasm when he met him.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, yeah. Just squirted all over the place. My brother is in love with him. If you go on my brother's Twitter, his banner there, whatever you call it, is like three pictures of Steph Curry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he loves that guy.
That's why Steph Curry is so popular. He just makes Chinese tickle.
Yeah. And apparently little pee-pees tickle, too.
I'm a Della DeVoe fan.
Come again?
I'm a Della DeVoe fan.
Della DeVoe what?
Della DeVoe.
Who?
Della DeVoe.
Who the fuck is Della DeVoe?
From the Cavs. Matthew Della DeVoe.
What?
He plays for the Cavs.
The
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh.
He's the one that gets a little scrappy.
That's LeBron James' team, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, you haven't been watching at all.
No! I've been watching the Warriors because I'm rooting for them to lose. They won't lose, though.
They're going to lose.
The 1 year they won't lose, man.
They'll lose.
All right.
Anyway, let's talk about Survivor.
Yeah, let's talk about that show.
You know, it turned out exactly like I had predicted. I mean, not in terms of the boot order, but...
What was your boot order?
My boot order was, what was my boot order? Carolyn, then Sierra, with Rodney, Will, and Mike in the finals.
I think I had the same thing happening.
Yeah.
But either way, I thought, okay, so first of all, so Mike wins the thing, yeah. Which everyone predicted.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone saw this coming 7 weeks ago when he's doing an idol hunt. And all of a sudden, you just know, every once in a while there's a nice heroes montage that only one guy gets.
Yeah.
It's like, this is my island, I'm gonna fight through this thing. Yeah. Like, you know, that Mike got that.
This is my island!
Exactly.
That's a fucking terrible voice.
Yeah, almost as good as Rodney's impression.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Rodney's impression was great.
It was pretty good. As much as I hate Rodney.
I know.
That was pretty great.
Rodney, what a douche at the finale, too.
Oh my god, with his birthday cake.
Oh, I wanted to slam his face in it.
That reunion, by the way, which we'll get into a little later.
Yeah, we will.
Absolutely loved it. Here's the thing. Survivor, we're super fans of the show, and we watch every year, and we podcast about it and all that sort of thing. So we are sort of conditioned to look for this sort of edit.
Yeah.
But it just became painstakingly obvious.
It really did. Early on.
Yeah.
When he was looking for that idol. I mean,
yeah.
That's when it kind of...
And even we were talking about beforehand, like, I remember when he flipped at the auction and, you know, we knew that Shireen was probably going to go next. We all knew, yeah, Mike should be the one to go next, but we know he's not going to because the edit is so positive towards him.
Yeah.
And also, like, the edit of the other players, everybody hated them so much. It's like there's no way that they would edit these guys so bad if they were going to win.
Right.
You know?
But, you know, I would like to see an edit again, and I don't know if it would work, but I would like to see a Richard Hatch edit. I want to see a villain win.
You know what? That's very interesting, and this is actually good. I didn't even think about talking about this, but I have just started rewatching season one.
Yeah.
And I'm like five episodes in. Yeah, his edit is very different from what we see now.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a million different things. Couple observations from season one of Survivor. Number one, Colleen is gorgeous.
Oh my god, she's probably still the hottest one they've ever had.
I forgot how gorgeous Colleen was. My god.
I'm Googling a picture right now. Holy shit, she's cute.
Oh, so great.
And then she fucking goes off with that dipshit, Greg.
Fucking Greg with his phone.
Yeah, with his banana phone.
There is so much great stuff in that first season.
There is, but it's so boring, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I didn't realize, like, the show is so much better now than it was before, just in terms of they know how to edit it and the competition has changed so much.
Yeah.
It just, I mean, I did they have in mind, like, when Mark Burnett is pitching this thing early on, does he have it in his head, like, this is going to be a survival show? And the competition is going to be, you know, we're voting out the weakest players? Or did he have this strategic, like, where Alliance is even part of the pitch early on?
I don't think so. Because I really feel like an Alliance that Richard came up with was revolutionary.
Because even, like, I just got to episode, I think it's 4, and that's the first time they use the word Alliance in it when Sue and Kelly and him getting the Alliance early on. And Rudy goes, there's talk of, that's a bad Rudy Bosch impression, of people joining forces to vote the other people out.
Yeah.
And, I'm not really going to do that. Doesn't seem right to me. Doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
It's like, it was immoral back then to stick together. And now it's the game.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That was just a weird observation. But yeah, there's like nothing going on.
No, it's boring. There's no music. I mean, it's very raw. It's very
raw. Competitions suck.
Yeah, the competitions are terrible.
Yeah.
But it's raw in a sense.
And it is kind of cool too, because the characters on there have never been matched since.
No.
I don't think in terms of like casting and in terms of just the mix of people, that was the best cast they ever had.
Yeah.
That scene with Rudy and Richard in episode 2 of, we're becoming good friends. Not in a homosexual way, I'll tell you that much.
I hope that's on YouTube because I'm searching for it right now.
So that Richard, he's a queer. He's a queer.
Not in a homosexual way, that's for sure.
Great stuff.
Oh my god.
Oh, I can't. Dr. Sean it. and his fishing pole.
Oh my god, what an
Remember
idiot.
Remember that?
Yes.
You can't find this.
I'm looking for it right now. This YouTube search sucks.
That queer. We're actually becoming good friends.
Oh, here it is.
I was Big Muff, and the whole time coming over here about being with homosexuals and lesbians.
He came up here. He said, you want to talk? I said, no, I don't want to talk. And he was going to tell me he was queer then.
The homosexual, he's one of the nicest guys I ever met. And he's good at what he does. You know, he's got leadership ability. And
if these people here would listen to him, he would take them a long way.
But anyway, me and Richard got to be pretty good friends. Not in a homosexual way, that's for sure.
And then there's a scene of him rubbing suntan lotion on Richard's back. You couldn't get away with that anymore.
No, no.
It was what happened to Dan.
Yeah.
This finale, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine, like, oh, the outrage.
Oh, the outrage.
You know?
Such a different world than what it was in 2000, though.
It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, then, I think the idea of being a douche to, you know, and being homophobic was certainly not new back then. But I think it was, like, an understanding of this guy was in the Navy, or what was he? He was a Marine or something like that, right?
I think Navy.
Navy, right?
Oh, my God.
You know,
here's another Rudy quote.
Okay.
When I go home, my wife asks me about who was with you. I'll say a queer that ran around bare ass half of the time, for one thing.
that guy. It's like Bill Burr, one of my favorite comedians, says, like, people live too long. You know,
yeah.
These guys, they become 80 years old, and they're, you know, Donald Sterling, all these guys. What did you think they thought?
Yep.
That poor guy, Rudy.
Oh, poor Rudy.
Still one of the best casting choice. Like, that guy, the dynamic between him and Richard has not been paralleled since then.
So, Rudy Bosch, dead or alive?
He's alive.
Is he?
Yeah. Not a lot of people from Survivor have died, actually.
No, not really.
You know who just died recently was BB. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. I do remember hearing about that.
Yeah, he just died.
Yes. Rudy Bosch, still alive, 87 years old.
I wouldn't you love to see him play Survivor at 87?
1928, that motherfucker was born.
So how old? He was 75 on the show?
Yeah, 15 years ago.
Wow.
72.
Okay. 72. Still, man.
Yeah.
They don't cast enough of those guys anymore.
No.
So, anyway, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, so Mike won. And Mike. All right, so I got to be honest.
Mike?
Mike won.
Yes. What? No, go ahead.
What do you say?
I just said Mike. I don't know why I like saying Mike that way. I'm just an idiot.
Okay. I got to be honest. I'm not a fan of him as a winner.
Oh, no, I'm not either.
Right?
But I wasn't a fan of anybody in this season.
Like, he was just,
I liked
for me,
Shireen about 2 weeks before she was voted out.
Love Shireen. And I'm actually glad she's playing again.
Yes.
I liked a lot of the pre-merge boots, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I did too.
You know? I liked Max. Although he was a little annoying, actually. He wasn't great, yeah. But... Vince? Remember Vince Sly?
Terrible.
That guy had potential, man.
That guy had no potential.
That guy had Philip Shepherd level potential.
No, he had no potential.
Oh, my God.
He was too much like, ah, lovey-dovey.
If they had dragged him as a jury goat at the end, that guy would be talking. He'd be on 5 seasons of the show.
Probably. You're right.
Right? He would be in the coach Philip slot every All-Star season.
Walk.
Walk. Oh, my God.
Walk.
This cast was horrible.
Oh, that was terrible. That's why I give me one season. Give me one season. I will give you the best cast you've ever seen.
Okay. All right.
I honestly believe I could come up with a great cast.
You say this every year.
I do, because
you
I believe
this
it.
To Allison Grodner.
I, well.
Mark Burdett.
Give me one player on each of these shows. I'll make sure they're the best player ever.
Okay. All right. Allison
needs to heed my advice.
If you had to cast Danny, Trevor, or I on Survivor.
Danny. Danny, hands down.
No shit.
Yeah. Danny goes.
Danny would win, man.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Danny would win Survivor. So, controversial opinion about this finale.
Yes.
I feel like Carolyn should have won.
Okay, what the fuck was Mike thinking taking Carolyn to the end?
Yeah, I thought that was so stupid.
It was.
I thought this whole thing of, oh, honor in the end, we're going to have the best guy. Here's fire-making challenge. I thought that was so stupid.
Yeah.
I thought it was a no-brainer.
That against... fire-making challenge, by the way.
Oh, my God, was great.
What a fucking nightmare that had to be to set through in real life.
What the hell with Jeff giving replacement flicks,
yeah,
by the way?
That's
what
it.
What is this bullshit?
You figure it out.
Oh, my God. Like, we're going to give matches like the last time they did this.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. No, get rub two sticks together,
yep,
for 2 hours.
You figure it out.
You broke it, your problem.
Yep,
now.
Yep. And how hard? Honestly, I don't know. I've never tried Flint.
Okay.
To light a fire with Flint. How fucking hard can it be?
Rob, I guarantee you, if you go on the show, try to light, but you are there for three times as long as these guys.
I would bet you $100 I could do it in 10 minutes.
You're an idiot.
I bet you $100.
You're such an idiot.
I bet
you've never used Flint before.
Okay. Never used Flint before. I bet you $100 I could do it in less than 10 minutes.
For $100, the first time holding Flint in your hand, you're lighting a fire within 10 minutes.
Yes.
You're telling me Rodney and Carolyn have been doing it for 39 days now. Takes them an hour to light a fire.
Well, because they were holding the flint and the machete like 8 feet away from their fucking fuel
source.
But
I'm saying they've had 39 days worth of practice.
No. I can do it in 10 minutes.
You can do it in 10 minutes.
$100.
I will take you up on this offer.
$100.
When we meet in person one day.
Okay.
All right? When we meet in person, when the two of us come face to face, I'm handing you flint and I'm saying make a fire right now.
Okay. I could do it. But you have to give, you also have to give me the coconut husks and the all of the what is it little stuff called that starts
bamboo?
The bamboo, yeah.
I will give you several backup flints as well.
I won't need them. I'll do it.
I will break one.
I'll do it in 10 minutes. I will have a fire for you in 10 minutes.
Sure you would. Yeah, but I just thought that was really stupid.
And it was.
Here's the thing. So Mike, the entire time, we are waiting for Mike to pick apart this alliance.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, he didn't do that.
No.
He didn't succeed, right?
No.
That was his one goal.
Yeah.
Was to draw a line there. But they were forced to pick each other up because he had immunity every week.
Yeah.
But if he loses one immunity challenge, he's gone.
Yeah.
He did not succeed at his mission. The whole thing, which I thought was a great play with the idol and with Shireen, and when he said, all right, Shireen's not going home tonight because I'm going to use this, and didn't play it. I thought that was brilliantly played.
Yeah.
I thought he did exactly what I would have done. But at the end of the day, he did not accomplish the one goal that he had to accomplish.
No.
He was just he was just Colby Donaldson, right?
Yeah.
He was just Fabio. He would just, you know, he just went on a run, and he ended up making it to the end, and he won because he won challenges.
Yeah.
And, like, to me, Carolyn had the much harder road to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were several times, even in that finale, when Carolyn played her idol at top six, and everybody said, all right, Carolyn is the next one to go, I thought for sure she was gone at final five.
Yeah.
And the fact that she was able to get rid of Sierra there and then won the fire-making challenge at final four, that is a much harder game to play. And she moved around. She survived. She was the target the first week, ended up aligning with Tyler, and then turned on Tyler. I thought it was a really good game. As much as I don't like her, I felt like her game was much harder than Mike's was.
Yeah, but she never had to win immunity like Mike did. I see your point.
But that's more impressive.
Is it? Mike went on this run. That's pretty impressive.
But it's only one. It's a very one-dimensional game, right?
Well, yeah.
I feel like the game is more than just winning challenges. Because yeah. I feel like if that was the case, then the hunky guy would win every year. And that's not the case.
No.
You know what I mean? Parvati has won. Sandra has won. All these people are better players than Mike. You know what I mean?
True.
And yeah, and Danny loved Mama C, which was another reason why I came. Because Danny, okay, here's the thing with Danny. He has such an obsession with these older women on these shows.
So bad, right?
It's ridiculous. Between Tina and, didn't he love Denise a couple seasons ago?
Yes.
What?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. T-Bird.
Oh, God. T-Bird didn't make it, did she?
T-Bird did not make it. Which, I gotta say, that was kind of a snub.
I didn't. I kind of saw that one coming.
I felt like T-Bird should have made it. But, yeah, I don't know. I felt like if I'm voting, as much as I liked Mike Moore, as much as he was the best person on the show, and I would have felt bad giving a horrible person $1 million, I felt like Carolyn should have won.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I didn't like Carolyn. I didn't like Mike.
I didn't like anybody.
I didn't like anybody.
For all the hype of this fucking season, by the way.
Yeah.
Probst was so, one of the best seasons we ever had. If you're a casual fan, you better watch this one, guys.
Yeah, I'm not listening to that anymore.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because this was just a mediocre season.
Very mediocre.
This is a forgettable season.
I mean, there were some okay moments. Problem was it was
there
just
were
so
big
over-
move. There were big moves, but the people were awful.
Yeah, the big move should have meant more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't.
Yeah.
Just because we didn't care.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. How about that finale? That, or reunion, rather.
Terrible.
Really?
Oh, I'm so tired of the apology tour that everybody has to take.
You know what?
The Dan apology tour.
I hated Dan. I hated Dan this
everybody
season.
Everybody hated Dan.
Right? Everybody hated Dan. I kind of felt a little bad for him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
As much as I wanted to see him get his comeuppance on this... just something about it. It felt like he was on trial.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as much
but
as, like...
he did say some pretty terrible things.
Yeah, no.
But I still think they were taken out of context.
I'm sure many of them weren't. I'm sure some of them were, but I'm sure many of them weren't.
But
and
even the thing that Probst showed at the finale, even that clip, that raw clip that we saw...
Right.
Still taken out of context, I feel.
That felt a little, yeah, I don't know what that exactly proved.
It didn't prove anything, because we don't know the type of friendship that those people had already developed out there.
Right.
You know, you and I say terrible things to each other.
Oh my God. If I said to you, your mom's a whore, like, that is what? That is one of the
tamest things you and I have said to each other.
That is so tame. That is so tame.
The things that you and I say to each other could be absolutely taken out of context and either one of us made to look like a bad person.
That would end any sort of... For you, it would end your career.
Yeah.
And for me, it would end any hope of being a professional at anything ever.
We say terrible things to each other out there,
yes,
people.
Yes, yes. Not the... Like, nothing Dan said comes even close.
No.
Nothing.
But we still laugh at it, and
we do,
and it makes us better friends.
Yes, that is true. The thing about Dan, though, is a lot of time, like, he was not friends with Shireen.
No, but I feel like he was probably close enough friends with Rodney to make your mama jokes.
Yeah, that was fine. Time. I honestly, that wasn't the like. I don't, yeah. And that's, by the way, that's not a sexist joke. By the way,
no,
that is a. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is. But, like,
Probst can't say he's never said something stupid.
Oh, Probst has said so many stupid... On the show, he said stupid things.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's where I get a little irritated, is don't get up on your high horse there, Jeff.
That's true. And just don't... don't linger on it.
Yeah.
The whole reunion was that.
Yeah.
It was Will they put under... And Will came off horribly, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I felt bad for Dan. I didn't feel bad for Will one bit.
No.
With his whole thing of, like, to Shireen, like, at some point you really need to forgive.
Yeah.
Like, who are you to say that she'll forgive you if she wants to forgive you?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, that to me, the Will stuff went too far.
Yeah.
The Will stuff was just, like, that was a personal sort of
thing.
Well,
I think Will's an idiot.
He is an idiot.
I've kind of always thought that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Will got one vote from Rodney. Carolyn got one vote from Sierra. The rest are all for Mike.
Yes.
To win.
Which I'm surprised, because Shireen made it seem like was voting for Carolyn.
Yeah. Voted for Mike. Dan voted for Mike. Tyler. Jen,
yes,
Joe,
Dan
Haley.
Voted for Mike. Oh my God, Dan. Yeah. That was the most sincere thing you have said so far. That fucking idiot.
Oh, he's a moron.
Yeah, so I don't know.
No, I wasn't impressed with the reunion.
It just felt...
First of all,
they didn't have time.
Exactly. Thank you. That's the point I was just about to make. Don't let the vote carry over into the fucking reunion. You've got 2 hours of show. You can cut out 5 minutes to get the final winner within the first 2 hours.
Take out Mom bonding with... Mike bonding with his mom.
Yeah.
Take that out.
Get the final vote and get the winner announced. Because my aunt, this happened to my aunt, she recorded Survivor, didn't get the reunion recorded. So she didn't know who won.
Okay.
Fucking get the winner announced in the first 2 hours. You have a 3-hour block. Get the winner announced in the first 2 hours.
Could they have maybe done this as a separate special, this results show? Could they have said, here's the Survivor Second Chances results show?
Yeah, they could have done that in a half-hour show.
Yeah. I could have seen. They got time to kill. What else is CBS putting on now?
Yeah.
Summertime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, they have a 3-hour block, and it's just poorly managed. The time is poorly managed.
Mm-hmm. But I did think that the results, that was, for me, the most exciting part of the whole thing.
The Second Chance results.
Yes.
Yes.
Because I just couldn't wait to be done with this season.
Yeah.
So,
but also the reunion was just boring.
I didn't think it was boring by any means. I didn't think it was boring. The stuff with Dan was, say what you want about it, was not boring TV.
Maybe you're right.
But... this is one of the better reunions. Normally the reunions are just lip service. Like, yeah, it was so nice. Halfway through, then once I found the immunity idol, I figured, yeah, I totally have this thing in the bag, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's all they basically are. Yeah, I learned a lot about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned not to take a piss next to poison ivy. Learned that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all it is, and montages and shit like that.
Yeah.
This was nice. There's actual content in it.
There was, but it just, I'm tired of the apologies. Everybody having to apologize for everything. That's what I get irritated with.
I want to tie that to my life, but all I will say is we will discuss that on the next 2 Cents Radio.
2 Cents Radio, everybody.
I have a similar situation in my life. Let's roll down this cast here.
Yeah, let's talk about this cast. Let's talk about the ones that weren't selected.
Yes, because that's a much shorter list.
Let's start there. Because here's the thing, folks.
Okay.
I could have probably picked out most of these people as not getting picked.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah, absolutely.
I picked out, to be fair... and I think Jim Rice is probably an awesome guy. I wasn't going to interview Jim Rice unless I got Jeff Varner. Because I knew.
Yes.
I knew how that one was going to happen. I knew Jeff was going to get on and Jim wasn't.
Uh-huh. I also totally called to you, by the way, that Mike was put there just as a red herring.
Yeah.
Did I not say that to you earlier?
Yeah.
I'm like, they just want to put Carolyn in, and they just don't want to make it so obvious, so they're going to include Mike, and then he's going to win anyway.
Yeah.
And I was happy because he made the top 10 too, so it was kind of nice that he won because I did not want to see him back again.
The one or two that I'm surprised didn't get on was T-Bird.
Yes.
A little bit surprised by that one. But the other one that I'm surprised with, that I'm shocked that one of either Shane or Troy-Zan didn't get on.
Troy-Zan, I am not surprised at all.
I figured one of the two would.
I think the fact that Shane is not on this list is a travesty. I think it is a total travesty.
I figured one of the two would make it, but neither one of them made it.
Yeah.
So Max Dawson, Brad Culpepper, a little surprising there, not really.
Well, Max just because of the recency thing.
Yeah.
Brad Culpepper, everybody hated him, so I wasn't surprised by that.
Yeah.
Sabrina, no one remembered.
No.
Michaela, no one remembered. I don't know why she was on this list.
Stephanie, no one remembered. Natalie, no one remembered.
No.
Those four I could have easily picked. I kind of had, like I said, I kind of had picked Jim.
I would have liked to see Jim Rice, but I understand.
I would have too, but I knew I was not going to do Jim Rice unless I got Jeff Varner.
Carolyn not picked, which was kind of interesting.
Also not surprised because I think people thought she won.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody thought Mike won, I thought.
I just think that I don't think anybody from this... I'm surprised Sharon made it. Because I didn't think anybody from this season was going to make it on.
Oh, no. I thought, I honestly thought that everybody from Worlds Apart would make it.
Really?
Just because the recency thing. Yeah. And there was a big recency, but like Kelly Wentworth.
Or yeah.
If Kelly Wentworth's on season 5 of this show, was anybody bringing her back?
No.
You know what I mean?
I knew Kelly Wigglesworth would make it.
Yes.
Let's see. I figured PG and Kimmy Kappenberg would make it.
I'm a little surprised by Kimmy. Jeff Varner, I'm not, even
Jeff
though...
Jeff Varner, I'm not.
Yeah. Andrew Savage,
If you would have seen the press tour that Jeff Varner went on, though.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He went...
Just covered every outlet, Rob.
Yeah. He was on radio stations across America. He was on, like, as many Clear Channel stations as he could get on.
Yeah, and I bet you one thing. I bet if any show asked him to be on, he wouldn't turn any of them down.
Probably not.
You know that?
Yeah.
That's a really amazing... It's a dedication.
It is a dedication.
To go... To just make the media rounds in such a complete fashion and to really...
He did such a good job.
Man, the obligations... Yeah, it's just so many obligations, so many promises to keep your word like that. It's just, you know what? Good on you, Jeff Varner.
Good on you, Jeff Varner. Go fuck yourself.
I think now we can officially announce he's in Cambodia, so he can't hear us. Jeff Varner, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck off. Not happy with Jeff Varner.
No. I'm very surprised Monica Padilla is on this list.
Very surprised by that one, yes.
A little shocked. And then, yeah, no other real surprises. I'll be honest with you. Shane was a big miss.
Shane walks out of the live show.
Yeah.
He leaves the premises and says, I'm fucking done with this show forever.
Yeah, he did a podcast with Sesternino about it.
Oh, too. Good.
And he titled it The Survivor Funeral of Shane Powers.
So what did they talk about?
I did not listen.
Okay. Good for you.
Have it on my feed.
You know what? I'm going to give you $10 just for that.
Thanks, buddy. yeah, it's an hour and a half. I can't commit 10 hours. I know all you nerds listen to 10 hours of Rob Sesternino a week. I can't do it, guys.
I don't know how.
I can't do it.
I
get burned on the Sesternino.
Yeah.
Too much.
Doesn't he have a Patreon?
Yes, he does.
How does he do on that?
Very well. He's making a living off of it.
That's so disgusting. I'm glad I give him the idea.
Really? You're taking credit for Rob as a podcast?
I am. Definitely.
I like Rob Sesternino.
Meh.
I can't wait to see him on Survivor again.
He's never going to be on Survivor again. They'll never put him on Survivor.
If I ever meet him one day, you know, if he's ever making the rounds and comes across RFF Radio and sees, hey, there's this guy Nico that's on it, I'd talk to the guy.
I would talk to the guy. There was talk of us once doing like a simulcast.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh, did I? I didn't talk about that on the air.
Don't think you did.
They stopped answering my emails.
Yes.
There's something about me that people just go, fuck it.
Yeah, it's like they start to engage.
Yeah.
And they're all into it. They're like, oh, yeah, this sounds like really fun. And they just have with you, you're like,
meh.
What are we doing?
To hell with it.
Immediately regret this decision. Yeah, so overall, Shane's not there. T-Bird's not there. I really have no other problems with this cast.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty okay with it. I just expected the last, 20 names. I just expected like the first 11 to get cut out.
Yeah.
And the last 20 to all make it. So it's actually kind of a nice variety. So.
Yeah.
Early pick, super early, before any of this was filmed, who wins this thing?
Shit, they don't even know who wins this thing.
No, that's the thing.
They literally, that's the thing that surprised me. Like, they took away, like, Jeff. I was following Jeff on Twitter still then. I have since unfollowed him, blocked him. No, I haven't blocked him. But I'm going to send him a nasty email. they took away their phones that night.
What do you mean when? Oh,
they started the sequester that night.
No, once they went in the bus, it was immediately on.
Right, but even before that, they were before the live show, before the reunion, before the start of the airing of the final show. Their phones were taken away.
Oh,
the sequester began.
Oh, I saw people tweeting during it, though. I thought.
Well, so then they got their phones back right after the announcement, before they got on the bus.
Okay.
Before they got changed. Maybe it was after they got on the bus. And then there's been nothing from Jeff Varner since.
Yeah. Yeah, they it was immediately after. Like, they literally packed and went right from the studio.
So, yeah, just putting our game clothes on. Oh, my God, this is getting real. From Jeff Varner at 6:39 p.m. on May 20th. So that would have been 8:39 p.m. or 9:39 p.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
May 20th that day. So.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it back and then gone.
So now no one can say to us, oh, you looked at spoilers and you knew what the result was.
No.
Pick a winner now. This is only the third All-Star season they've done. Think about that. This is only like the third actual All-Star season with no new players.
Vetus, as much as I hate to say it.
Vetus?
Yeah. Because here's what's going to happen.
Tell me.
Joe and Spencer were real buddy-buddy already at the finale.
A lot of them were buddy-buddy already.
Yeah, but they were real buddy-buddy. I think it'll be Joe, Spencer, Vetus, and maybe one of the girls with a strong alliance all the way to the end.
I think Spencer's out pre-merge, to be honest with you.
Really?
I think he's too much of a threat. Both him and Joe are going to be perceived as like these. Because they're like the new, you know, new kids on the block. They're the hot player. Everybody loves them. I think Cass could make it far, to be honest. I think those are the types that are going to make it really far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If Jeff Varner wins this, I quit podcasting.
Jeff Varner, I don't know.
I'll be so pissed if he...
Kelly Wigglesworth's got no shot.
No.
She's past her prime. I don't think she... None of these for... Like, remember when Jervis came back? Jervis was horrible.
Yeah, she had work.
She had work?
She had work done on her face. She looks pretty rough.
She's always looked pretty rough.
Oh, boy, but she looks really rough now.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hang on.
Take a look at the picture.
Take a look
at the picture of the girls.
Kelly Wigglesworth.
Yeah, Kelly Wigglesworth.
I mean, well, she's always had a weird nose. What picture are you looking at?
I'm looking at the CBS picture that they had on the website.
Okay.
Of the second chance voting.
That
doesn't look like the same woman.
Survivor. Hang on.
Hang on. Should I pause the podcast?
Oh, no. Don't pause the podcast. Where are you looking at?
Okay, so I'm on the Wikipedia. Right now I'm on the Wikipedia page.
And the Wikipedia? What are you on the Wikipedia for?
Well, because that's where I do all my show research.
But what picture?
Here. Jesus. God, man.
Hold on.
To send it to you in Skype? How do I chat?
Screen share it.
Oh, God. I could do that.
Man, we're the worst.
We are terrible podcasters. No wonder what's-his-name makes so much money.
Exactly. Share screen. And we can't sell 7 t-shirts.
Yeah.
My aunt's came in today. She was very excited.
Really?
She's wearing it at the next family function.
Oh, God, of course.
Kelly Wigglesworth looks a little rough.
Yeah. That looks pretty bad, right?
Well, but...
Kimmy looks good. PG
Kimmy looks pretty good. PG looks good.
T-Bird looks rough. Those eyes. Look at those fucking...
Yeah, and that makeup, bro. Brendan
Fraser should be running from that fucking...
Ding, 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 ding. Natalie Tannarelli was hot. Why didn't we put her back on?
Because nobody... I don't know who that is.
Yeah, but she's good to
she's
look at.
She's never been on the show. That's a made-up person.
No, she was
That's a made-up person.
She was the chick with Boston Rob and Philip.
She's a made-up person. No one remembers her. No one remembers her.
Oh, man. Michaela, I remember being hotter. Wasn't she a Playboy model?
Michaela? I don't remember Michaela.
She was in Playboy.
No, I don't remember Sabrina. Here's the thing. Okay. Honest to God, ladies and gentlemen, no joke here for the podcast. Don't remember Monica, Natalie.
Wow.
Sabrina.
These both. Okay. Natalie and Sabrina both made the final three.
Don't remember.
They are runners up.
Couldn't have cared less.
Do you remember Stephanie?
Stephanie.
Valencia.
No.
She was on with Russell. She was on Russell's third season.
Nope.
Okay.
This is why these people didn't make it.
You don't remember Michaela, I assume.
No.
Do you remember Kelly Wentworth?
Yes, I do, after somebody pointed out that her dad.
Yes.
Yeah, I only remember her because of her dad.
That was me.
That's right. Everyone else I remember. And okay. Of the dudes, I think I remembered everybody. Let me get back here.
I wouldn't have been surprised if you didn't know Jim Rice.
I remember Jim. Okay. I definitely remember Jim. Joe. I didn't know Joe. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, David killed you.
Yeah, I remembered all the guys.
All right, you want my pick?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, shit. I want to say Fishback.
Ugh.
I'm rooting for Fishback, put it that way.
No. I hope he's gone early.
Why? Because he does a podcast with Rob, is that why?
No, I just don't like him. Just a loser.
Oh, my God.
He's just got a loser attitude.
Does he?
He does.
Yeah?
Fuck him.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going... Women do better on the All-Star seasons, right?
Probably, yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack.
I need to edit that out because that just sounded stupid.
You got what I need. You don't like that song?
I used to like it. Not in a homosexual way, that's for sure.
I like Sierra.
Sierra's probably pretty good.
I like Sierra.
She's overrated, though, too.
Kelly Wentworth could win.
She's much like Stephen Curry.
Oh, my God, Rob.
Overrated.
Abby Maria's got no shot. PG could win, actually.
PG could win.
You know what? I'm changing my pick. PG. PG is my pick.
I'm changing my pick to PG, too.
No.
No, I'm sticking with Fetus.
Did we need to bring Terry Dietz back?
Did we need to?
Yeah.
No, we didn't need to.
I feel like he's done.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's past his prime.
Andrew Savage, we didn't need to bring back.
No, we didn't. He's like best friends with Probst, though, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so bad. Like,
what controversy there?
Yeah.
And did Wu need to come back?
No, Wu did not need to come back.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Keith
didn't need to come back. We don't need Keith. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing out there the first time anyway. You don't give a guy a second chance who didn't know what the hell was going on the first time around.
You know, Jeremy actually might not be bad.
Yeah, he kind of got screwed over by the game, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good season.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, that's for sure.
I agree with you. This one was so horrible. I mean, they go in cycles, right?
Yeah.
After a bad one, you get a good one.
Maybe.
All right, let's quickly talk season 31.
Okay. I thought we already did.
I'm less enthusiastic about season 31.
Why?
Oh, I'm sorry, 32.
32, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, 32.
I was confused there for a second.
Season 32.
Okay, why?
Which is a year from now.
Yes.
Which I can't believe we're talking about it now. So they're doing Brains, Brawn, Beauty again.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
Ugh.
Brains, brawn, beauty. Like, enough. We're already returning to the well on this.
Enough of the fucking themed seasons.
I hate it. Here's the thing. I like the three tribes.
Yeah.
Can't we just do three tribes? Yeah. And we have to have themes every time?
No, we don't have to have themes. Enough already. Just do three fucking tribes.
It's fine. Like, honestly, Kageon was great. Like, really good season.
Yeah.
But it's not because Brain, Brawn, Beauty.
Yeah.
It's not because of the divisions. It was good because the casting was good.
I'm looking at the cast again. Yeah, that was a good cast.
It was really good. Tony and Spencer and Cass. Yeah. And that's why so many of them are back for this one.
And Woo.
Four of them are back. Tasha's back.
Who was the guy that got second place in, not China. I want to say Yao Min, the tall Asian.
Yao Man?
Yao Man.
Yao
That's
Man, yeah.
who I'm thinking of.
Yao Ming.
Yao Ming.
Very different. Very different. Oh, good old racist Rob never fails, everybody. Let me tell you. There's one thing you can count on. It's a racist comment from Rob every couple of weeks.
That's who we needed to bring back instead of Wu.
Yao Man was back already.
Oh, was he?
I'll ignore the racist implications of that, but Yao Man was back already. Then we need a token Asian guy on every year.
I didn't know Yao Man was back already.
Yeah, he was on Fans vs. Favorites.
Oh, I forgot about him
and
already.
And he got voted out really early.
Ugh.
See, Fair Play was on that season. That was a weird one.
Oh, that was a weird one.
Yao Man.
Yao Man. Yao Ming.
So they're doing Brain, Brawn, Beauty again. And get this, guys. Oh, Hayden Moss was the first.
Oh, yes, that's right. I
welcome Beast Mode Cowboy Caleb Reynolds.
Who's had a dick pic leaked this week.
As these. Did he really?
Yeah, fucking moron.
Well, he is now the second Big Brother member of Survivor.
God, I don't need Beast Mode Cowboy on fucking Survivor.
He was awful.
He's terrible.
He was, like, really bad. Like, I mean, I get why you want Hayden on.
Yeah.
Hayden's great. Yeah. Hayden, in hindsight, is one of the best winners Big Brother's ever had.
Yeah.
Caleb was horrendous.
Caleb was terrible!
Love when you say that. I honestly don't get it. And I think he's a beauty.
Of course he is.
Barf even more.
Yeah.
I'm reading off a reality blurred right now. Big Brother cast member who you may remember from his creepy stalkerous obsession with Amber. Remember Amber?
He was a creep.
He also said horrible things online preseason. Racist, homophobic things. So this season worked out so well. Let's get another one, right? Yeah. And he also got a vacuum stuck in his face. So he is on.
Here we go. Here, I need to share my screen with you again.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Are you seeing it? Oh, I see. Oh. Oh.
Dick pics. See?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's got some girth.
I'm shutting off my screen sharing now because that's creepy.
That is a...
Yep.
At least it wasn't embarrassing, right? At least it wasn't small.
It's a little embarrassing.
Oh, it's no. I'm saying, no. Size.
Beast Mode Cowboy Dick Pic. That's all I had to put into Google.
How does that get leaked? What happened?
Well, he sent it to somebody, obviously. Then they put it on the internet.
Oh, my God.
Just like, Brendan. Was it Brendan?
Yeah. Well, no. Brendan was on Skype with some chick.
Yes, that's right.
She'll remember?
Brendan. dick pic.
No, all right, I don't need to see that. I've seen that already. And the amount of dicks I've seen in my lifetime.
It's ridiculous, right?
So, it's ridiculous.
How about the Leo Laporte one? Have you seen that one?
I have. You send it to me. All right. So, if you don't want to listen to this, turn off the podcast.
Yeah, so we're done talking about Survivor. We're on to another realm of reality TV.
If you want to call it that. So, Rob and I are fans of a podcasting network known as Twit.
Twit. This Week in Tech.
Yes.
That's where I fell in love with OMG Chad.
First you fell in love with Sarah Lane, and then you switched teams. And
Sarah Lane and I could have a great life together.
Yeah, you think so?
I've planned it out.
Have you?
Sarah and I could live forever in San Francisco. I'd be very happy. I adore Sarah Lane.
You do love some Sarah
Lane. I love Sarah Lane. If she even fucking hinted to the fact, like, if she winks at me on her fucking podcast someday, I'll know it's for me.
That is funny.
I'm not a stalker, I promise. I'm not Beast Mode Cowboy stalker-ish. No, I love Sarah Lane. I would marry Sarah Lane today.
So all that being said, you can imagine Rob's outrage when good old Leo Laporte.
Oh, yeah.
Founder and CEO. Or actually, no, not CEO.
Yeah, no, that's reserved for another lady.
Yes. Founder of Twit, fired. Well, not fired. He didn't fire Sarah.
He didn't.
Sarah left.
Sarah left to go to TechCrunch.
Yes.
And she's fired over there.
Yeah, he fired OMG Chad.
Yeah, that bastard.
Yes.
I think that then they call. So Leo is married to his CEO, which everyone on the internet calls the CEO.
So when Brian Breschman and Justin Robert Young did their rant, Justin called her Yoko.
That's funny.
That is the greatest. I call her Yoko.
Yoko CEO. I like CEO.
Mm-hmm.
She is. So when Leo started This Week in Tech 10 years ago, he was still married, but I think he was separated from his wife at the time.
That's the story he puts out, right?
Yeah, and you can't really, I don't know if you can really trust what he says, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason.
Anyway, he was separated at the time, and then about 4 years ago, some text messages, he leaked some text messages on his show. He showed a screenshot of his Google Voice, and it showed a text from Lisa, his CEO at the time, or bookkeeper at the time, of Twit. I want you inside me. Come over now. Come over now. And another one from him was like, I adore you. I can still taste you. I mean, it was on. He was an idiot and showed his screen at the wrong time. So then his bookkeeper suddenly becomes the CEO, and they get married.
Yes.
They just got married this summer.
Yes.
Or maybe this fall. I want to say this fall.
It was very recently.
It's been a few months. It's been within the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Sunday, showing off iTunes photo library, comes up to his imported pictures, and whoop, there's a dick. For the world to see.
Wow.
And so now, in reaction to that, it's, oh, we're shutting down the chat, we're shutting down the live stream. It's all going. We don't want to give anybody any more behind-the-scenes ammunition.
Okay. Twit is known, they do 24/7 broadcasting.
Yeah, but it's not all original content 24/7. They play reruns through.
But their cameras are, or their feeds are never down though.
No.
So halfway through the day, if their cameras are always rolling, or at least they were.
Right.
So you would have a show, and then the downtime in between, you would see all the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, them moving around equipment, getting the sets ready for the next show. You know, show prep. You know, here's what we're gonna do. A lot of just fun stuff happening all the time. A chat room happening that everyone in the studio sees at the same time.
Right.
And so it gives the hosts, like we do on RFF Radio and Two Cents Radio, We see the chat as you guys are chatting, and we can respond to you during the show to those chat messages.
That is the only point of live streaming.
Yes.
Live streaming is the whole industry, from Google Hangouts to Ustream to Periscope to
Meerkat.
Twit Live. What?
To Meerkat.
To Meerkat. Which, by the way, is dying as Periscope continues to thrive, by the way. Called that, by the way. the whole point is chat.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we watch things live, is so we can comment on it and feel like we're in, like, in some secret club or whatever.
Yeah.
And this idiot now is saying, okay, no more chat room. This guy is a leading tech journalist.
And no
He's
more...
one of the most prominent tech journalists in the world.
And no more live stream.
What do you mean no more live stream?
They will not... My understanding of it now, today after reading more and hearing more, no more live stream. It is only pre-produced shows coming on at a scheduled time.
Oh, my God.
No live stream at all. You can tune in live. I mean, you can go to live.twit.tv and see the pre-produced show.
Oh, my God.
At its regularly scheduled time.
Are you nuts?
Yeah.
We're going back to TV now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just running a TV station.
This new media company that they're supposed to be.
Oh, Jesus. What is it? Like, in what universe is this a good idea?
It's not.
This guy is supposed to be on the forefront of technology.
Yeah, the interesting part was you could watch them record their shows.
Yeah.
Now all we will see is pre-recorded content.
You feel like you're part of something exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the internet is. It's personal. It's interactive.
Now, probably a month or two ago, they did receive a bomb threat. There was a bomb threat. Yeah, there was a bomb threat there, and they had to clear out the studio and you know, do all the precautions. So, I mean, since then, it's been, you know, you need pre-advanced tickets so that we have, you know, name and phone number and, you know, identifying information for you so that you're, you know.
To what? To get in the studio?
To get in the studio, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a security thing.
Yeah.
Though. That's not, yeah, okay.
So that, you know, that changed that, but. Yeah, this whole thing of we're not going to do a live stream anymore because it reveals too much about everybody. Because
you're an idiot, that's why.
That's exactly it.
Don't fucking put dick pics on your iTunes library.
Yeah.
Snapchat that shit, man. Yeah. When will people learn? You have Snapchat now.
Yeah.
This problem has been solved for you.
Yeah.
This is a problem, like, this shouldn't be a problem anymore.
Yeah.
There's a solution now. Get the app. Oh, my God.
So it's all because of this website. Leo will never mention this website, but it's totaldrama.net.
Yes. Oh, yes. I know.
You've been on that.
I know all about it.
So that's the website that has all of the... And you know, they do a little over-the-top stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's all like, oh, Leo Laporte is the new leader of the Nazi Party.
Yeah. But the stuff that they present... is accurate. In terms of he's not the leader of the Nazi Party.
Yeah, well, no, this is not the New York Times.
Right. Right. But they are, it's not like they're faking this dick pic.
Yeah, it says this guy obviously is, you know, all over the chat rooms and everything, so he's, like, when the whole Night Attack drama was happening.
Yeah.
I just didn't get the chance to watch all these things. OMG Chat is... I love live streaming. The chat is so much fun. Way different than just recording. Yeah. Heart.
Yeah. That was yesterday. I saw that last night.
Oh, boy.
That's Chad giving a dig back. It's absolutely Chad saying, fuck you, Leo. You fucked me. Did I lose you? I think I lost Nico. Stand by, everybody, while we get Nico back on the phone.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
So Nico's back. You're on LTE now. You have dead internet at your house.
Evidently.
That's nice.
Oh, my, whatever. Doesn't matter.
We're almost done.
Yeah, we'll wrap this puppy up.
Yeah. No, it's just Chad getting in one last dig, I think.
Yeah. With and that. I just saw the gif of Leo jumping up and down.
Isn't that terrible?
That is hilarious. What a moron.
No. And the thing is, they just created this new screensaver show that was supposed to be, you know, their first TV show, you know, their first introduction into TV.
Yeah.
And now let's kill the live stream.
Yes. Yes.
They're dumbasses.
They have a new website too, right?
Yeah, it's launching next Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, who cares? It's over. Twit is
dead. That sucks too, man.
Twit is dead.
I'm supposed to be on the forefront of shit.
Yep. How can people get a hold of you there, Nico?
All right. I'm going to do one big plug.
Uh-oh.
NICODEGREGORIO.com. Do you know what that spells, Rob?
Nico'sadouchebag.com.
Yes. No, it is NicoDeGregorio.com. Here's the thing. So I have a name for it. You ready?
Uh-oh.
It is called the Nico Empire.
Ugh.
Oh, the Nico Empire.
We need to talk about the Nico Empire on the next 2 Cents Radio.
Sure, that's fine. Here's the thing, everybody. There are like 3 podcasts running on that thing.
Yeah.
One of which I am not a part of, and it's been actually going pretty well. I've had some good.
You should
good
start food. Hosting 2 Cents Radio. Get it off my servers. Just put it on yours.
I just cut out for a second.
Yeah, you did.
These fucking headphones. 1 second. Okay. Say what? You said what?
I said you should start hosting 2 Cents Radio on your servers instead of putting it on mine.
All right. It'll crash compared to the micro-size audience of my things. but yeah, check that out. It's going on. And also, here's a little thing. Maybe if you want to get involved, want to help the cause, I don't know, the empire is continuing to grow, send me an email there, nico@2centsradio.com.
There you go.
Pitch me. Tell me if you want to write something or some shit.
Check us out at 2centsradio.com. That's what I have to say.
Hmm?
We have fun there at 2centsradio.com.
Yes, we do.
And I'm twitter.com/RobRFF. This was a fun show.
This was good.
It's just like a regular show. The internet shit on your end. You know, yeah. It's just like my other co-host.
Exactly. Now I'm forced to talk on an iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll catch you back here soon. Trevor will be back very soon. Probably Sunday.
We're gonna try Maybe. To do
that. Maybe, yeah.
If he's not dead.
Yeah.
There's no confirmation he's not dead.
Have a great week, everybody.